Blog Talk Radio.
How I do it, oh, ain't nothing to it. These gentle thoughts of you makes it all worth going through. You gave me a special kind of feeling, makes it so easy and oh, so pleasing. Concentrate on you. To bring appreciation, and I want to thank you for all the love. The secret lies within our minds, the love we share, and the time that binds helps me concentrate on you. Concentrate on you. Concentrate on you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The secret lies within our minds, the love we share, and the time that binds help me concentrate on you. Ah, yeah, concentrate on you, yeah, concentrate on you. When I used to come by and pick you up to take you out, we had a love call. Yes, we did, girl. And it went something like this. And that was our love call, and in the distance I heard you say, and I say, that's my sweet baby, that's my sweet baby, baby, yeah. And you know what would always make me sit down and concentrate on.
Live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host,
Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via landline or cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show where you guys can call in and give your opinion on today's topic. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you, okay? And I see a lot of guys, a lot of people, not guys, I don't know if you're guys or girls, but a lot of people are joining the show now. And welcome to the show. All right? And let's see. Today's weather, we're looking at right now 94 degrees in the ATL. Tomorrow we're looking at 91, 93 on Wednesday. But right now it's a heavy, heavy overcast. So I believe we're going to have a little thunderstorm here in just a few minutes to kind of cool things off. And then we'll go from there, right? 91 tomorrow and 93 on Wednesday. Today's word of the day is, come on. I'm waiting for it, okay? But let's see. We don't know what today's word of the day is. See you as soon as I can get it up on my computer. So let's see. Before I get into today's show, there's so many things going on, and today actually is the first time that I've ever used more than 30 minutes on the show. Okay, the first time I've ever used more than 30 minutes on the show, and today's show is going to be 45 minutes. Right, and so I'm excited about that. And we're going to get into it here. And now, the topic of the day is, who needs porn when the hit TV show Power is on? And the reason I wanted to talk about this, I've been wanting to do a show on this TV show Power. If you guys have not seen Power, you should tune in to the show. I mean, it's like every Saturday night, 9 o'clock, you can watch. And if you have like on demand now, you can go in and watch earlier episodes and kind of get up to speed about what's going on right now. And Saturday is going to be the final episode of this season on Saturday. And it's going to be I don't know. It's going to be epic, okay? And the reason I say that is because there's so much going on within the show that, you know, you just get caught up in this show. It's an hour long, and from the beginning to the end, there are no commercials on Stars. So from the beginning to the end, it's just jam drama, right? I call it drama, but it's just jam-packed with drama. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Let's see. I think I have my word of the day now. Here it is. Multifarious. Hey, I don't know, but this is a word. It's in Webster's Dictionary. Multifarious. MultiFarious. Multifarious, actually. Multifarious. And it's an adjective, and it means having or occurring in great variety or diverse. Having or occurring in great variety or diverse. Okay? So, my show is multifarious because I have a variety of topics on my show. Every day. Not every day, but I'm saying every week, I guess I should say. I have a variety of topics on my show. So my show is multi. Okay, so that's the word of the day. That's a good word that you guys can bank in your brain and use it whenever you want. Who needs porn when the hit TV show Power is on? Now, I'm not getting paid from Power to promote this show. Okay, but I am a fan of the show. Okay, so in the show, what I'm saying when I say who needs porn, because I say that because the sex scenes on the show are very, I mean, you know, of course we're not seeing male parts and, you know, the female part, nothing like that. But, you know, the sex scenes are really, they're really X-rated. Okay? And this couldn't be on CBS, ABC, NBC, nothing like that. None of the big local stations. These scenes can't be on these networks, right? They'll get fined for it. But, you know, cable TV like HBO, Cinemax, Stars, and Encore, I guess, and the Movie Channel, people like that, they can do this. And that's, you know, I was talking with someone, I was like, you know, Power is heavier or more drama filled than Empire. Empire is a good show, and it's getting big ratings and all, but they're on local TV. They're on one of the national networks, so they can't put everything on TV. Okay, they'll get gigantic fines for it and all this stuff, so they can't do that. But Power, when you look at Power, because they're on Stars, then they're able to put all these different things on the show. Put all these things on the show. Okay, I have a caller from the 678 area code. The first three digits are 628. 678, the first three digits of 628. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from? Okay. That caller didn't want to talk, I guess. They wanted to be on the show and then they hung up off the show, so whatever. But so what I'm saying is, if you watch Power, they have most their scenes, some of their scenes, each episode are 16. And I'm talking about, you know, you're seeing the male, you know, on the female between her legs and doing this. And I mean, it's graphic, right? It's graphic. I mean, people that watch the show are like, oh my God. I mean, there was a scene with if you know one of the characters, Tommy, and one of the guys, Tommy, his character, and with Tommy, he was set up with two women one night. He was at a bar. He was drinking with his best friend's, you know, wife. They were drinking shots, and then there were these two girls sitting over here that were just, you know, eyeing him down. She saw the two girls. So she went over to two girls and told them to come meet Tommy. And the next scene, they're back at Tommy's apartment, and, you know, he's in bed with both of them. And they're, you know, they're doing everything. I mean, they touching, I mean, they doing everything. I'm not going to be graphic on here, but they're doing everything to each other. Okay, and so, I mean, if you want to go back and look at some of these episodes, guys, do that. This is a great show. I mean, Power, I don't know, it just came out of nowhere, and it's been a hit. I know the ratings for this show is just simply out the roof, okay? And it's going to come back for a second season, for sure. But, you know, it's funny how it falls, and we're getting ready to shut down Power. And then now Empire is coming in early September. But, again, they're on the NBC, CBS, one of the big networks. And they can't do these X-rated sex scenes like Power does, okay? I mean, you know, I'm sitting there with my girls, we're watching the show, and the next thing you know, it's male and female, they're into it. I'm like, cover your eyes, girl. You know? But kids nowadays, they see this stuff. When I was coming up, that wasn't even on TV. I mean, we didn't have 500 channels back then anyway. And all we had were the local channels and the big networks. And they didn't put none of this kind of stuff on TV. I mean, you didn't even see a underwear commercial where a woman had, you know, just standing there with panties and bra. You didn't even see that back when I was coming up on TV. But now it's, you know, it's all, you know, everything. She doesn't have a bra, you know, and they showing the woman's breast, and then, you know, he done took all his clothes off, and they showing his butt from behind. No, you know, they aren't blocking it out or nothing. You know, they showing everything. That's Power. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's episode. Now, again, it's on Saturday night. This is the last show on Saturday night. Okay? So you need to be tuned in. If you have cable or whatever and you don't have Stars, go ahead and call your cable company and ask them to change something and put Stars in or whatever in order to be able to watch this show on Saturday. And again, I'm not getting paid from Power to promote their show. No, but I am promoting their show. And I think it's a great show. I mean, you cannot not watch it. Once you start watching, you have to continue. I mean, you gotta, yeah, and, you know, I mean, I don't usually say this about guys, but you got a great guy like Ghost. I mean, you know, a good-looking guy like Ghost, that's what brings the women, right? Okay, and then you got a great-looking woman like his wife, Tasha, that's what brings the men, right? They're pretty much the main characters of the show. So, you know, that balance that they have, and they're grabbing right there, is just tremendous. She's doing things. I mean, it's like, they're like porn stars, okay? Because she's doing things that you wouldn't believe that women would do on a TV show, okay? And he's the same way. He's doing things that you wouldn't believe that men would TV show. I mean, she did a scene in the back of the SUV. They have a driver, okay? The driver was driving. He was driving her. It was just those two in the car. And she's in the back seat of the car. And she's doing she's taking off all the clothes. She's what we call, and I know you guys are an adult audience, she's masturbating in the back seat of the car while the driver is watching her. And she know he's watching her. And she's teasing him like that. And I always say, when you tease men, okay, when you tease a guy, this is hard for a guy to walk away from that. Okay, you can tease him, and you may not be with him that night, but he's gonna think about you for a few days until he can see you again, and then he's gonna want that tease again, but thinking that it's not gonna be a tease the next time, okay? I'm just saying, that's how guys think, you know? But, so she's teasing him, and then what it comes to, eventually, a few episodes later, they get together. In the same SUV that he's driving her in, they end up, you know, having relations with each other in the back seat of the car. I'm telling you guys, this is, these are porn stars on this show. These are porn stars on this show. Excuse me. I mean, you just don't get the real graphic stuff that, you know, may be on one of these, you know, pornographic tapes or whatever, but you know, it's as far as they can go with the nudity and all that stuff that they show within the show. It's as close to the borderline. I mean, they so far on the edge. You know, if you're standing on the edge of a mountain and you're so close to the edge that your toes are curling over the edge of the mountain, that's how close they are to being, to showing what they don't want to show. Okay? Straight up porn to the fifth degree. Okay? That's what it is. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Again, my show today is 45 minutes. And I'm excited about that. But at the same time, I want you guys to give me some input. I want someone to call in and say what they think about the show. What do you guys think about the show? I've been telling you what I think about the show. What do you guys think about the show? Power. 818-301-5834. and to compare this with Empire, okay? I've sat with people, I've talked with people, and trying to compare the two shows, because I was hearing some stuff about Empire today, and the writer for Empire, or the director, whatever you might call it, he was saying he's trying to put together a Black Dynasty, which is Dynasty was a TV show back in the day that ran for years. It was almost like you guys remember the show Dallas. Dynasty was a spinoff from Dallas. It was like Dallas and Dynasty were like nighttime sitcoms, okay? Or nighttime soap operas. That's what I was looking for. Nighttime soap operas. Dynasty was a nighttime soap opera. Dallas was a nighttime soap opera. It came on once a week, and you sat in front of the TV waiting for Dallas to come on. And you sat in front of the TV. I watched Dallas, but I didn't watch Dynasty. I watched a few episodes of Dynasty, but it was not as drama-filled as Dallas. Okay, so that's what the writer was doing with Empire. He's trying to create a Black Dynasty, a Black sitcom or a Black soap opera that runs in prime time at night, that you guys would just bust your butts to get there and sit down for. And that's what they're creating. Power is exactly that. I mean, I think that if it was, the show comes on at 9, if you're 10 minutes from home and it's 8:55, I mean, you're going to push the limits to get home in time to see Power. That's all it is. You're gonna push yourself as hard as you can to get home in time. I mean, we're in the house, you know, Saturday night. We're in the house, okay? And, you know, we're not out and about. We're in the house, and we're saying, man, it's 8:45, 15 minutes before Power. And that's the buzz that this show has created over the past few months. I mean, it is serious. So if you guys have not seen Power, do yourselves a favor. And I'm not sure if it's on like Netflix or Hulu or something like that, but you may be able to find it on Netflix or Hulu, the TV show Power. Go there and see if you can find it somewhere. Look at it on your computer or your iPad or whatever, and just catch up on the episodes. They're bouncing in there, and you'll be able to keep up with what's going on throughout the show. Now, for all of you who have seen the show, what I think may happen next or this week is that somebody's going to die. Somebody's going to get killed. It's either going to be Angela, the attorney or the federal agent or whatever that's trying to lock up Ghost. Kanan, which is the character of that 50 Cent plays in the movie. Or I don't know who else. But I believe that Kanan or Angela are going to die in this next episode. You know what I mean? Somebody said they're going to kill Ghost, but you can't kill ghosts. If you kill ghosts, that's the end of the show, right? Ghost is the main character of the show. So we can't kill ghosts because we want to have another season. Okay? But Ghost's wife, Tasha, who has put Ghost out of the house, and she's trying to get a divorce or whatever, but she's been sleeping with Kanan's son, which is 50 Cent's son. And now that they were going to go off together, get out of New York, but now 50 Cent, Kanan, has killed his own son. I mean, this how drama filled this is. This guy shoots his son in the stomach while he's laying on the floor. He's talking to him and telling him he's a punk or all this. He's not, you know, no son of mine, whatever, whatever. And then he said, "You out of here." He shoots his own son in the head. I mean, that's, to me, that's mind-blowing. That's mind-blowing. I could not ever, I don't care what the circumstances are, I couldn't kill my own kid. Never. I don't care what the circumstances are. Okay, you didn't do something that I asked you to do. Okay, fine, I'll go do it myself. But I'm not going to hurt my own flesh and blood. Come on, man. That's a little far-fetched to me. But that's exactly what happened. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, tomorrow, tomorrow's show is going to be epic. I don't know why I'm using the word epic, but tomorrow's show is going to be epic. I got a tremendous show for you tomorrow, and then I'm thinking about later on in the week bringing a professional in to be a guest on the show that I may do. And someone told me, I don't know who said it to me. Maybe it was my wife that said it to me, but someone told me that I need to call in a favor from a friend of mine who has close ties with T.I., the rapper, right here in Atlanta, and try to get him to come on my show one evening. That's pretty far-fetched to me, but I don't know. I may be able to grab that. I may not, but maybe I'll try. Okay, maybe I'll try, and if I can, that'd be great. If I can't, we'll still move on, right? We'll still move on. But, you know, again, guys, please watch the show Power this weekend at 9 o'clock on Stars. And we'll just go from there. We'll talk about it maybe one day next week about the final episode Saturday. We may talk about it next week. But I have about 9-8 minutes left in the show. Hey, I appreciate you guys tuning in. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all your attention. I had a great show tonight. Have many listeners on the show. I really do appreciate that. You guys call in and listen to me talk every day, and I do appreciate it. What I'm going to do now, I'm going to shut down, and we're going to listen to a little music, And I'm coming into to more music now. I'm going to have more music on the show. I'm going to do some of my own beats. I'm making up some music for my intro. I'm doing a lot of stuff that's pertaining to the show just for you guys to make it a bit more entertaining. But take care of yourselves, guys. I'll see you in about 23 and half hours or whatever. I'll see you tomorrow for another great show. Take care, guys. Have a good night.
You know, from the moment she turn around, she know how to back it up and drop it down. She know, she what all the fellas looking at, 'cause they know there's a song. Just why? Don't believe me, just why?
sent you hallelujah. Ooh. Girl, sent you hallelujah. Ooh. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Don't think about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you play, play it and play.